The 11th of March, Talad Adar Sheni, Rabbi David Lewis, Mitzvah Zechiras Umechias Amalek.
This week is the Mitzvah, a Mitzvah the Reise, Zocher is Asher Ofer Lecha Amalek. Which is set in the Kral Yisrael, how do we fulfill the Mitzvah? We take out the Sefer Torah, and we read the Parsha of Zechiras Amalek, Parsha of Kiseisei. The Mekor, which is Shulchan Aruch. Parsha Zocher is the Reise. The Mekor of Shulchan Aruch is a Tosef in Megillah says that even though Kriyas HaTorah, all Kriyas HaTorah, the Holy Ram is the Rabbonim, Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah in the week, Kriyas HaTorah Yom Tov is the Rabbonim, one time we find Kriyas HaTorah is the Reise, and that Parsha Zocher is the Reise. The Mekor of Shulchan Aruch, the naming the parasha, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Zocher Esa Shafos Amalek. It doesn't say the Seder in the Torah, it says you have to remember what Amalek did. So it's Mechadish, how do you fulfill that mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did? By taking out the Seder Torah and leaving the parasha of Parasha Zocher. Pashtus, the Mekor for Tosfos, is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Mishnah, that if you read the Megillah to Esther, if you read it without the Megillah, you won't have a Megillah in front of you. Korah alper lo yotze. So you won't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Reading Megillah to Esther without a Megillah, you won't be yotze. So the Gemara Minona. Where do we know this from? Where do we know that if you read the Megillah, you don't have a Megillah? Need about per that you're not yotze. So the Gemara Omer Rabba asks you zechira zechira. We make a gezeira shoga zechira zechira. It says that in Megillah says the vahayomim ho'elim nizkorim. It uses expression of zechira by Kriyas HaMegillah. When it says by the mitzvah of zechira samolik, kosav zoyis zikorim b'seifa. Is ma'alahalon the sefer, just like by Zechira Samolik, the Torah says sefer, is afkan the sefer. So that we know the Kriyas Megillah, make it gezeira shava Zechira Zechira, just like by Zechira Samolik, we have to have a sefer. So what I mean by Kriyas Megillah, you have to have a sefer. You can't read it mal per. So the Gemara, umemai dahai Zechira Kriyan, how do you know when it says Zechira, Pasha's now referring to Amolik, that it's a kriya. You read from a sefer, and that we should learn out Megillah from there, that you have to read the Megillah from a sefer. Maybe it means something else by Zechira Samonik. Do me'iyim ba'alma, maybe take out the sefer Torah, and you sink into what you read. You're misboiling. You think what the parasha is telling you. Who says you have to actually read the parasha? So do you want to? Says in the pasuk, Zochoir Eishasheh Osol Chamonik. Zochoir, remember. Yochoir B'lei. From Zechiah, the thing to me, you don't have to leave it. Zocher, think about it. Remember what took place. Keshua oimel letishkach, is letishkach. You're not allowed to forget. Harishikchas haleiv emoy. So you've already said it. You have to think about what's taking on. You're not allowed to forget it. Homani mekayim zocher. So what do I do now with the prophet Zocher Bepeh? Zocher comes to teach you Bepeh. So shtei doi ma'am a Zechiah famolik, that you have to have a sefer. Zocher kosta is called b'sefer. And it says Zocher, which means Bepeh. So here we learn out that you have to read from the Sefer to be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Zechira Samalik. And now we learn that Kriyas HaMegillah, who are given also by Megillah, you have to read from the Megillah to be able to be Yotz in the Kriyas HaMegillah. Is the Pashas a Gemara? No, it's another way of learning Gemara. Oh, the Pashas a Gemara, that's the Mekor of the Tosfos. That the Mitzvah, how do you fulfill the Mitzvah of Zechira Samalik? By reading from the Sefer Torah. Because it says Sefer, and it says Zochoy, which means the pair, that's a Kriya Metoich HaSeif, and that's how we learn Kriya Samigila. In the Pashtus. Then as you look into the Rishonim, you see it's not so clear cut that you have to fulfill the mitzvah by taking out a Sefer Torah and reading the parash in the Sefer Torah, the parash of Hikiseisei, to fulfill the mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchus Melachim Perik Hei, Halacha Hei, says the Rambam, U'mitzvahs asei, it's a mitzvahs asei, Lizgoy Tomid Maisav Haroim Herevedev Asei. It's a mitzvahs asei to constantly remember the maisim, the actions, haroyim, the evil actions of Amalek. Kidei lo'oire eivosim, which is in lo'oire, the hatred of him. Shenema, zochoy asa oshosor Amalek, mipi ha'ashon bilman shulandu, zochoy means the pair, leitishkech b'leiv, sha'os lishkech eivosim inosim. Also to forget the hatred that we have for him and the hatred that he has for us. Because Rambam doesn't mention anything about taking out a Sefer Torah, about reading a parsha. The Rambam is mashma, how do you fulfill this mitzvah say of Zechilat Amalek? The pair, the Rambam brings the Chazal, has to be a pair, Zochah the pair, or the pair by stating and explaining what Amalek did. And to be ma'oira, the sinner to Haman, that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about reading, laying, Maseika Torah, Parsha Zochah. Where does the Rambam bring the Kriyas HaParsha, Parsha Zochay, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, very good Gimel, where the Rambam goes through the whole year of all the Parshas that we learn, the winter that we lay, the weekday Parshas, Rosh Chodesh, what you lay, all the Yomim Tovim, what you lay, and then the Rambam mentions that this period of the year, there's Dalet Parshas, there's Parsha Shkolim, and there's Parsha Shkolim, and there's Parsha Zochay. All the reasons the Gemara gives in the Gemara, why particularly this time of the year we should pass of Shkolim, now we come before Kriyas HaMegillah, the Inyan to read Parsha Amalek. Of this Mashmah for Rambam, that as part of the normal Seder HaKriyas HaTorah, that which we lay in Parsha Zochah has nothing to do, well, I have to fulfill the mitzvah say the Zechiras Amalek by reading a Parsha. That's part of the normal Seder HaKriyas HaTorah, just like Yom Tov we lay in Yonah D'Yoyimah, so before Purim we lay in Yonah D'Yoyimah about Amalek. At the beginning of the Chodesh Adar, we learn about Parsha Shkolim. These are all, that's only at the Rabbonim Dikah, Minigah, the Rabbonim Dikah, Kriyas HaTorah. Mashenke Parsha Zochah, the Zotushin is Kriyas HaTorah and Parsha Zochah Min HaTorah. Zochah, how do you fulfill the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek? Like the Rambam says here in Hilchos Malachim, to remember Baal Peh to state, the Peh, what Amalek is. The Kriyas HaTorah, the Rabbonim Dikah, Kriyas like all Kriyas HaTorah in the whole year. A big nafkin minna. According to Tosfos, that you're fulfilling the mitzvah asayim in HaTorah with the Kriyas HaTorah. So one has to have in mind, b'shas the Kriyas HaTorah to be fulfilled the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek, as if he's laning for you. The Baal Koyer has to be mechavim lohoisi. The Baal Koyer has to be mechavim with his Kriyas HaTorah, as if he's being moist to your Kriyas HaTorah, and you have to be mechavim lotzis. You don't find the whole year. Shabbos laning, weekday laning, Yom Tov Tikkun laning. The Baal Koyer has to be mechavim to be moist to you. It's not Shemei Koyer, he's not moist to you. You have to admit that the Ram should hear, I could hear Kriyas HaTorah. Meginus Esther, the Baal Koyer has to be mechavim lohoisi. Even you're reading it, Shemei Koyer. Who adin, if you learn your Mekayim, the mitzvah Zechiras Amalek through the Kriyas HaParsha of Parshas Kiseisei. So here's a different Kriyas HaTorah than every other Kriyas HaTorah. The Baal Koyer has to be mechavim lohoisi, and the Sibah has to be mechavim to be yoitza with the Kriyas. Hashem can, according to the Rambam, you could be yoitza with the Kriyas HaParsha, but you don't have to be yoitza with the Kriyas HaParsha. According to the Rambam, it's a normal Kriyas HaTorah like every Shabbos, like every Yom Tov. The Baal has to be mechavim lohoisi, but not say. How will you fulfill the mitzvah? You can mitzvah any time you want in the year. You'll take, you'll go, and you'll say explicitly, Zochah, you remember what Amalek did with that, you will make the mitzvah deraisa. In the Rabban, in Parshas Kiseitzre, says the Rabban, Zochah has to be prepared. V'lo yodati mahi haschira hazu b'peh. What are you meant to do? What is this schira peh that you're meant to do to fulfill the mitzvah? Does it mean we should take a read Parsha Amalek a sibul? Oh, shita toisa. Does it mean yeah, kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah. V'halochem be'eina. So the Rambam knows. I think differently. The correct thing is shehu lo yima shelo yitishkach ma she'osu lono Amalek. That a person should say things that he shouldn't forget what Amalek did, ad sheninche shmoi mitachas hashamai, till his name becomes blotted out. Une sapezer levoneinu uludoiroiseinu loima lohem. Kach osavonu haroshu. You take your children and your grandchildren, you make a Seder night, then you sit them down and you tell them what Amalek did. And that when Mechliya to blot out his name. Is that nice of the Rambam is Mechliya also not like Tosfos? More similar to the Rambam. But how do you assume the mitzvah of the Chiras Amali? It's not Kriya Tosfos. Kriya Tosfos, like Rabbonim, Kikinim, like Hashkolim, in Yom 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 we be passing. But how do you fulfill the mitzvah? The same idea as the Rambam. Porsche, by saying the pair, and he said to your children, to teach your children, your grandchildren, what Amalek did to them. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Zechidus Amalek. Unbelievable Chiddush in other Rishonim. In the Torah of Kahanim, Parshas B'chukoyfai, where it brings this drasha, which the Gemara brings, Zochay means the pair, is the Lashon HaTorah Kahanim is Shtei Shoyno Beficha, the Lashon HaTorah Kahanim. Says the Rash Mishant, Rash Mishant is one of the Rishonim. So the Rash Mishant, how do you fulfill this mitzvah saseh of Zochay Eitash Otloch Amalek? So the Rash Mishant, Shtei Shoyno Beficha Hilchus Megillah. You know how you fulfill the mitzvah of Zechidus Amalek? Not a Kriyas HaTorah. And you don't have to even discuss exactly what Amalek did. Not a Kriyas HaTorah. You sit down and you're taking a Mishnah out and you learn Hilchus Megillah, Shulchan Aruch, without even trying Zechidus Amalek. What is a Kriyas HaTorah? As we state in Raivet. The Raivet says the same thing, Pirush HaRaivet. Shtei Shoyin Beficha Zichron Amalek, Shtei Shoyin Beficha Hilchus Megillah. You learn Hilchus Megillah is with Haman, and Haman was an Amaleki, and maybe it comes out that you remember what Amalek did. What did he do? Is the name the people we just explained now, that them is a big tumult, a big discussion with the Shoyim, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of the Chidat Amalek? Shit of a Sefer, like the Kriyas HaParsha. So this is one and only Kriyas HaTorah they find is Midaraisa. The Rambam with the Ramban. The Rash with the Raivet don't say it as Kriyas HaTorah. So Pasha say learn the Kriyas HaTorah as a normal Kriyas HaTorah. You can fulfill it with the Kriyas HaTorah. The Maisa every week in the Yotzah, now the Shabbos according to all the Shoinim, because Moshe that will be saying the pair what Amalek did. But you don't have to have in the Hoitzi, because it's a Kriyas HaTorah, not a Daraisa, and we can either with discussing it with our children or through Hilchus Megillah. And the name of that is the Loshna Shulchan Aruch. The Loshna Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hey. Yesh oimim shapash of zochem in the raisa. Yesh oimim. Not so clear cut. Yesh oimim. Father say shapash of zochem in the raisa. Yeah, it's talking not so clear cut because there are many rishonim the man. The mitzvah zechira of Amalek has nothing to do with clear sapasha. Mitzvah zechira of Amalek in the kind in other ways. How often do you have to fulfill this mitzvah? Tell us of a mitzvah of Zoche et Hashem from Amalek. Remember what Amalek did? How often is it? Once a year, once every 2 years, once a lifetime? We know we read Pasha Zoche once a year. There's a little steal, a bit contradictions in the Chinuch. The Chinuch already is Me'oire. This mitzvah zechira, lo yedan lebo zman. I'm not quite sure what the zman is for zechinach. Kruv b'shana, is it one of every year? Maybe it's every day. Maybe it's every day. Like we find zechira sisis Mitzrayim, the men going out of Mitzrayim is every day. Well, no, here the main thing is shlekishkach. You shouldn't forget. For that, I don't need to say every day. Maybe it's sufficient. Once every 2 years, once every 3 years, is here he seems to say. The minig is, as we read Pasha Zocha, once a year, he says. Is here Mashmataka? Yeah, he could do once, two, every 2 or 3 years. The end of the chinuch, when he finishes off, he says, somebody is over out there. The Lezocha Beliboy. And he won't make mention of what Amalek did. The Lezocha Beliboy corrected Ma'oilon, if he will never in his life make mention or read, say the piece, Masha Osa Amalek, Li Yisrael, Bitla say, is Mashna, Ma'ilam, once in your lifetime, you will say, Zochra, you'll make mention of what Amalek did without even carrying the mitzvah. Before he said two or three times a year, and he says it's once in a lifetime. So it's not quite clear. The Michas Chinuch, he seems to have on the last words of the Chinuch. Medizei harav ha-machabe nira, the day b'pam achas kol yomov. A sufficient once in your lifetime, at least once in his lifetime, will make mention of what Amalek did to fill the mitzvah of Zayda Raisa. The Rambam, as we said, mitzvah sasei lizkoi tomit. The Rambam is much more down the extreme. Lizkoi tomit. I believe we have certain mitzvahs, needed, certain mitzvahs which you can constantly fulfill. One of the mitzvahs, the Rambam, is zechira fanolik. Zechira fanolik is a mitzvah which is tomit, which is to say on a person. The extreme. The Chinuch seems to be once in a lifetime, and the Rambam says that one should be constantly fulfill this mitzvah. Nice and minigin Klal Yisrael is once a year. Once a year we read Kriyas HaTorah to fulfill this mitzvah. Well, that's once a year. The Welt says over a shy tick. A statement possible with Nishkach. You shouldn't forget. The Gemara Bracha says that a nes is Nishkach Menaleiv after 12 months. The Shia Shikra, the Zman of Shikra, is 12 months. After 12 months, then you start forgetting it. And the name of that's why we have to leave once a year, Parashat Zochre, so that you won't come to the Shia to the end of the time, which brings a forgetfulness, a Shikra. And we made that for a complete a whole. But the Moshe and the Shon and Buderes, like this year, with the two Ados, it goes over more than 12 months, and that's why when it comes in the middle of the year, Parashat Kisaytze, same as in Sefer, because the Sefer also, you start in mind, the Shafi Sefer, to be Yotz to the Mitzvah Parsha Zohar. Why? Because in a leap year, it's going to go over the Shir of 12 months. I should come back a little bit later to Mitzvah Mechir, we'll see how we're doing in time. Let's talk a little also a little about Mitzvah Mechir. There are two Mitzvahs. There's one of remembering what Amalek did. My second Mitzvah is not the Timchah Zeh Amalek. I'll have to blot out the name of Amalek. Do Rashi in Parshas Kiseitze. Rashi says the following. Timche Azeich HaMalek, says Rashi, Me'ish Ad Isho, every man, every woman, Me'oyla Lad Yoimik, every small child, Mishoivatse, every animal, everything has to be exterminated. Shloi Hashem Amolik Nizke Afilan Behemah. The Shem of Amolik, the name of Amolik, should be mentioned even on an animal. Loime Behemah Zush Amolik. I know this animal that belonged to Amolik. It's not enough to exterminate and blot out everything Afil of the animal. The Mechachimah says he doesn't know on the core for this Rashi. Rashi is Mechadish. As in the midst of Mechias Amalek is not only to kill the people, the Amalekim, but who are doing anything which can happen for Zeicha for Amalek, anything which is Zeicha, feel that the animals have to be killed. But McCoy looked at Mitrosh and this, he didn't find the McCoy. Aye, Shmuel, this is a prayer. Shmuel Hanovi was Mesavah Shol HaMelech, and this is what Rashi brings, this is not a prophet. The Ishadish and Noel Vadyoinik Meshoivatseh. About Novi, that was a special Hiroshah for that time, but that doesn't go into Mitzvahs of Amalek. Shmuel and was special Alpi Novi, that particular incident should kill out the behemoths. But generally, there's no Mitzvah to kill out the behemoths. The Maisa, the Mechiltim Pashat Bashalach, the Mekor, Rashi, the Pen of the Mechiltim, the Mechiltim Pashat Bashalach, the Mekor for Rashi, that should be Shleite Yizoch, Afil al Behemoth. What is the Shit of Rashi? As the chiyus of Mechias Amalek is included in the chiyus to kill out even the behemoths of Amalek. We'll do in this week's Haftarah. On that pasuk, Atolech, so Shmuel Hanavi said to Shmuel HaMelech, Atolech v'kisef Amalek, go and destroy Amalek. Don't have any rachmanes on him. Destroy the whole of Amalek with all his animals and everything. If Rashi says there, Mishoy Vatzer, Shehoyu Balik Shochen, they were you, Kishuk, magic, Umishanin Asmon Vedoim Lebehema. And they used to change themselves into animals. So the Emes, why did you have to kill out the animals? Because Kubi was an Amaleki. And the Rashi here in Parshat Kisei says that there's a chi of Mochitim Chesed Al Amalek Afil on the animals of Amalek. That's included, and he brings the Pasuk of Shmuel as a Makor. And here Rashi and Nach, Rashi says differently. Rashi seems to imply, no, that the chi is only on the human beings, only on Amalekim themselves. Now why was it a secret to kill the Amalekim with the behemoth? Because maybe a behemoth was really a human being. And through Kishav, he looks like a behemoth. A steal for Rashi, a famous steal. And the Tehra Tzalim. The Radak Taka says differently to Rashi here. The Radak says, why was Mitzvah to kill out all the behemoths? The answer to Timchim Mocha Timchim, they have Molech the Radak. But Rashi contradicts himself. Doing the Megillah of Esther, Shveta Posuk, in Perik Tes Posuk Yud, Uvabizu Lishonchet Yodam. State as when they finished killing off the Amalekim, so there was plenty of spoil, plenty of rechush from all these Amalekim. Tag and Shein state that there were Amalekim that they killed from Shushan. Uvabir leshon chesiyot, but they didn't touch any of the spoil. They didn't have enough yet. So the Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Beshalach. Why not? Why didn't they want to take any of the spoil for themselves? Because there's a mitzvah of Mochay Timcha Zeich Amalek. In the Mechir of Amalek applies to the Rechush of Amalek as well, to any of their, not only to the behemoth, to any of their property, to any of their Paltzalin, anything. And included in the Issa Mechir is that you're not allowed to have a no. Let's say, for example, you won't be able to, until you're Machin, you're not allowed to have any benefit whatsoever. And that's why Rabbizu Leshon Chazon the Halacha. With the halacha of Vadir Lashogadon al the din of Mechias Amalek, which requires you not only to destroy, but not have any personal benefit whatsoever from any property of Amalekim. That fits in demis with Rashi and Parshas Bashar and Parshas Kisei. Rashi says that there's a din Mechias on behemoth. Why? One should never say, Loim of behemoth zoom is Amalek. So if you say, yeah, that was the house of an Amaleki, and that was the Rechush of Amalek, it's implied. L'chayr, Rashi doesn't have to mean behemoth. Any property that belongs to Amalek, L'chayr, should have been included within the Zisra of Mechias Amalek. The Kashi is, as Rashi in the Gimel of Esther there, the Bible is Shulchan Yodun, so differently to Rabbeinu Bechai. There Rashi says, and the reason why they didn't want to take the spoil is because the Melech Achashverosh should not tie. That's why you're taking all the money for yourself. So the Yitin ain't sorry behind the Bemoino. You should not tie. Why does Rashi have to say a different time? Why can't Rashi say Poshut? They should talk to Sada Alocha like Rabbeinu Bechaya. It could be the Teretz is, as Rashi wants to explain, why the Meiser they weren't Ma'abed the Rechush. There's one thing that's also by law, then what you meant is that you meant to destroy all the Rechush. If Rashi wants to explain why they didn't destroy the Rechush, the reason is because they were worried of Achashverosh. Why the Rashi is noida that there's the Isra'i Hanno, then if they weren't allowed to take to have any personal gain from it. Rashi wants to explain, they should have taken all the Rechush, that's why they killed Amalekim and made a big bonfire and destroyed it. So Rashi wants to explain, and why is Achashverosh? Why the Rashi then is noida, could be that Rashi is noida to the Rabbeinu Bechai. So I built Kasha. Shnei Achashverosh took Beit Haman. And he gave it, the house of Haman, and he gave it to Mordechai the Esther. And the Fritz of Velt Akasha, that's the Rabbeinu Bechai, the Chosse Bechano, in the Rashi Bechai, the Rashi says, by Yerusha Amalek, it's how could they take over the house of Haman? What? Achashverosh was coined first. Could be. Kenzan, yeah. Kenzan. Kenzan. First it was the relation within Malchus, and then, yeah, could be a Malchus, yeah. Rather. So you saw from Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, was Machadish, that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is a mitzvah of the Tzibur. What does that mean, it's a mitzvah of the Tzibur? It's a mitzvah to go make a mechon with Amalek. And the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek only applies b'shas the mechon, at the time of the war. But Shalom b'shas l'chome, that doesn't apply the mitzvah. I'll explain a bit more. The Rambam says in Aloch Adalas, in Hilchas Malachim, we know there's a mitzvah l'sechayk v'neshama, the Zayin Amalim, the Kenanim, is also the Zachir to destroy all the Zayin Amalim. There the Rambam says the following: mitzvah sasei l'hachrim shiva amalim. So mitzvah to destroy the seven nations. V'chol shabol yodi echad mehem. V'loi horogot. You're walking on the way, and you come across a Kenani, one of the Zayin Amalim, and you don't kill him. Oyva b'loi sasei. You're even on loy sasei shenem loy sechayk kol neshama. So the Rambam now doesn't apply anymore because they're all mixed up. It's all the zichra, but it's all again. Shteit Rambam by the Zayin Amalim. It's a chiv on every individual. What do you do with a tzibur? An individual can be walking along and goes out there, he finds it, comes across a Zayin Amalim, got a chiv on every every individual to kill one of the Zayin Amalim. In the next halacha, when it comes to the mitzvah of destroying Amalek, v'chei mitzvah la'abe zeicher Amalek, shenem atimcha zeicher Amalek, full stop. Then the Rambam doesn't say, v'kol shabol liyodei echel, man, if you will come and across an Amaleki, you have to be in a different, you come across the making, you don't kill him, you're over the mitzvah of the... No. So the Rambam Biskir of, where the Zayin Amalim is a heel with a mitzvah of every individual to kill out Zayin Amalim. Nothing to do with the Sibyl of the Klai, it's nothing to do with the Muhammad Klai. Masha'enk in the mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek, Mechiyas Amalek is only a chivet at Sibyl, it means a chivet to make a Muhammad with Amalek. Now you're going to Kana, an individual's walking along, and he finds Amalek, there's a Mechiyas to kill him. There's a chivet where Klai to go and be loichen to fight and wage a war against Amalek. The chen is a mitzvah la'abed. But the Rambam didn't say that shtickel, that the kol shabon liyot. It's a mitzvah, so far as a mitzvah to ma'abed this nation, it's a mitzvah to ma'abed that nation. But here the Rambam's mashnit, the Rambam leaves out that shtickel, of a kol shabon liyot, the ethnic. Why does the Rambam leave out that shtickel? You won't say the chen goes on the whole thing. Yeah, but mashnit, the Rambam should have first speak it out. Is it Mela?
I think
it's a zeicha. Even the zeicha. Yeah, it can be. In Mela, I think the Rambam is going there. In Mela, it's not chiv nijon, chiv shas mochama. In which case, it's not a kasha, because here already the dinyan mokam was only a yachid. This is a dinyan from a yachid taking over the base homer. This is not the shas of mechona. But these are the sholches yodom. We have been talking about the klali tibur klali for the tibur. That was the shas mechona. But these times later on, an individual was given base homer. That could be without becoming the yashiv the base homer. In the Biskarov said, with that we can understand the haftorah. At the end of the Haftorah, what happened? Shaul was given a tzibur to destroy all of Amalek and to destroy all the behemoths. And what he did was he left the behemoths alive, and he left Agog Melech Amaleki, he left them also alive. In Shaul Amelech, Shmuel Anovi was Mechiechim, and as a result of that, he lost the Melucha. What was this week's Haftorah? Shteit and Posseg Lamed Gimel, this was the end of the Haftorah after. So Shmuel Anovi took a sword, and he was going to kill Agog. And he said the following words, Vayoyim Shmuel. And Shmuel said to him, to Agog, Kasha shiklom noshim chaldecho, ken tishkul min noshim imecho. Just like you through your lifetime, you went and killed many people with your sword, and you made women almonas. So similarly now, you're going to do that, your mother will become now the rest of you. And Shasha Shmuel at Agog of Nashon Begilgan, and he killed him in a sword. The sword of Medayat, the Pashtas of Sukkim is Mashmer, that why did he kill Agog? Midin Ritzech. You're Ritzech! You killed many people in life, and you're a murderer. And you're a murderer, and you're Chayiv Nis, and that's why he killed him. With the Pashtas of Sukkim. And in Yalkut, it's Kamat Mefurush that he killed him as a murderer, as a Chiv and Ritzech. Because the Yalkut discussed there, did they have to bring Aden? That he murdered people, and did he have to have a, did he have to have an asro? Did he not have an asro? Can we be done him in bedini Yisroel that you need in masro? Are we done him in the din of bnei noyeh that you could kill somebody without aidin, without asro? Is mashma they kill medin ritzach? God say, why does he kill medin ritzach? He is the killer of Amaleki. Because here the chiyuv and the chiyuv amalek is not an individual. The chiyuv is only b'shas mecham, and the mecham was long finished already. It's meneila. The mecham was long finished. It's meneila. It's no longer din with the mecham. You can't kill him then after din the chiyuv amalek. No, that's why I took him. Din, midin reitzer.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.